An elderly lady was very well known for her faith and for her boldness in talking about it, for her persistence. She would stand on her front porch and shout, "Praise the Lord!" Next door lived to her an atheist who would get so angry at her proclamations, and he would shout, "There isn't any God!" Hard times set in on this elderly woman, and she prayed for God to send her some assistance. She stood on her porch and shouted, "Praise the Lord! God, I need food! I'm having a hard time! Please, God, send me some groceries!" The next morning, the lady went out on her porch and noted that there was a large bag of groceries on her porch, and she shouted, "Praise the Lord!" The neighbor jumped out from behind a bush and said, "Aha! I told you there was no God. I bought those groceries. God didn't." The lady started jumping up and down and clapping her hands and said, "Praise the Lord! God not only sent me groceries, but made the devil pay for them." Have you ever been discouraged, disheartened about anything? Just wanted to give up? Been in a situation where you've tried everything and nothing seems to work? What kind of things do you get frustrated or discouraged by? Perhaps it's the world situation and wonder how it could ever get resolved. Perhaps you're worried and get discouraged and frustrated about declining health. Perhaps you get discouraged and worried about your children or your grandchildren. Perhaps you have concerns and longings about a relationship or your job situation. Perhaps you've set a goal and it seems a very long way off and you get discouraged. Someone once said to me, if you really want to know someone, then ask them, what is it that you pray for? Because our prayers will tell us our longings, our hopes, our dreams, our true desires. Prayers are the hopes and longings of a person. And sometimes it seems that these prayers, these hopes, these desires, these longings, these desperations will never be answered, and we become disheartened. In our scriptures this morning, we have people who are discouraged and frustrated. In our first story, the disciples are frustrated because they don't see any evidence of the kingdom of God that Jesus talked about coming. They're hoping and praying for the kingdom of justice and equality, the kingdom of compassion and inclusion and healing to appear, and they become disheartened because all they see around them is the Roman Empire, the cruelty and injustices. And they wonder when it will come. And Jesus says to them, "Do not lose heart. Let me tell you a parable about a widow who didn't give up." And in the other passage, the father is frustrated because the disciples of Jesus don't seem to be able to heal his son of epilepsy. And in the story, Jesus himself is highly frustrated because his disciples are having difficulty healing anyone without his help. I love the humanity of Jesus in this passage that we glimpse in this second story when his frustration bubbles over. I know I felt like this when Jesus and Peter and James and John have just returned from this amazing spiritual experience. They've been up on the mountain and they've been chatting with the dead. Elijah and Moses have appeared and given Jesus some encouragement for what he is about to face in Jerusalem. And then they've had to leave that wondrous experience when they know God is with them for sure, and they get down to the bottom of the mountain after this big spiritual high, only to hear about how the rest of the disciples haven't been able to heal a young boy with epilepsy. And the poor boy's seizures are so severe that he's fallen into the cooking fires at home, almost drowned himself, and he's a real threat to himself. And so the father has returned this time with his son to Jesus, frustrated and upset over his son's desperate situation, and comes to Jesus hoping that he will be able to heal his son, even though his disciples couldn't. And Jesus turns to the disciples in sheer frustration over their lack of faith in themselves and says, "Ugh, how long must I be with you people? How long do I have to put up with you? Ever feel like that? Ever been in a church? Ever felt like that?" I love it. As good and as patient as Jesus was, he too experienced the frustration that comes with being human and dealing with other humans. We can be exasperating to ourselves and to each other. Those days when we become discouraged and disheartened and wonder if things will ever change for the better. But there is loads of encouragement in both these stories about how we humans are not to give up hope in the midst of desperate and difficult and seemingly impossible situations and people. And so Jesus tells the disciples the parable of the unjust judge and the persistent widow to encourage them not to give up and lose heart. He reminds them that we will always encounter unjust judges in our lives. There will always be people who don't get us, people who don't have respect for us, people who don't have respect for God and what is good and kind and loving. There will always be other people that we might have to go up against, like the Donald Trumps or the Kim Jong-uns or self-centered, difficult people who only think about themselves and who seem to have all this control or power over us. Like the persistent widow who is up against difficult people on both sides, her adversary in court and the judge at the bench. But that doesn't mean she gave up on her desperate need, what she knew was good and true and right and fair. She kept coming and kept coming and kept coming to the unjust judge for justice, and she refused to give up on herself or the situation until justice prevailed. And finally, the judge gives justice to her, not because it's the right thing to do, or because he has compassion for her, or because he thought God cared how he administered justice. The unjust judge only gave her what she wanted because it served him to do so. And Jesus says, learn from him. Jesus reminds us that we should never give up on the things that we truly believe in, because unlike the unjust judge, God is on our side. God wants the good and the best for us to come and to come quickly. God is not preventing good things from coming or healing from coming. Life is preventing that. Jesus is saying, have faith, because unlike the unjust judge, our God hears our cries and has great compassion and wants to be immediate in response to our needs. It's people we have to be persistent with. It's we who become short on patience and faith. And so as much as we are tempted to give up, don't give up on the things that truly matter to us. Have persistence and patience in the face of impossible situations. In our second story, when the disciples ask, why couldn't we heal that man's son? He tells them their inability stems from a lack of faith in themselves. And that even if they had faith in God and in themselves, even a tiny little bit, the seed, the tiny, like just like the seed of a mustard, which is very tiny, even if they had just a little bit of faith in themselves and faith in the goodness of God, that God wants them to have that, then they could move mountains and accomplish the impossible. The word confidence from the Latin means con, with, and fidel, meaning faith. So to be confident means to have faith, with faith in ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to have faith in ourselves, to have trust in ourselves, and in our own powers and abilities. When we lack confidence, when we lack faith in the goodness of God, and we think, well, maybe God wants me to suffer here. Maybe God doesn't want the best for me. If we lack faith in the goodness of God and if we lack faith in ourselves, it's hard to move mountains. It's hard to make the impossible possible. The disciples couldn't heal the boy of epilepsy because they didn't have faith in themselves to be able to do so. Neither the boy nor the father lacked faith. In fact, the father's faith made him persistent. And when the disciples couldn't heal his son, he went to Jesus himself. He kept coming back until his son was going to be healed. It was the disciples who didn't believe in themselves. The widow who had no power, no status in that society, believed in herself and in the rightness of her situation enough to keep going and keep going to the unjust judge over and over and over again until she received what was right. It was her faith in herself and in the good and in the goodness of God that helped her finally to prevail. It was the father's persistence that helped to heal his son. It was Jesus' faith in the goodness of God that healed the boy. And that is so true, isn't it? Impossible things happen when people refuse to give up, when they have faith. Whoever thought that the Berlin Wall would come down between East and West Germany? Did we ever think that wall was going to come down? But down it finally came. Why? Because of the persistence of people who did not give up on their dream and what was right. Whoever thought we would see Kim Jong-un in conversations with South Korea this past week about working together? It's nothing short of a miracle. But it's not come because it's the right thing to do. Like the unjust judge, I don't think Kim Jong-un has respect for either God or people. He's talking to South Korea because it serves him to do so. Because people in North and South Korea and people around the world have persistently prayed and petitioned and put pressure on North Korea for peace between their sister countries. That's why there's a conversation happening. People like my friend Karen, my childhood friend I've known since kindergarten, called me 2.5 years ago after I Facebooked her and wished her a happy birthday on the January 26th because I remembered it was her birthday. And she said, I can't believe you just contacted me after all these years. She said, I have stage 4 ovarian cancer. And so we worked together and we prayed and she's praying and she astounds me with her persistence. After 2.5 years of ongoing treatment, she is still alive. And she has been persistently believing, having faith that she can overcome cancer. And she is. Rich Parsons has been through hell and back with his health and is home because of his sheer persistence and faith. His sheer persistence and faith. Against impossible odds, these people move mountains and make the impossible possible. Now, please don't think for 1 minute that I'm saying that when people don't heal, or when people die from terrible disease or putting up with terrible situations, that it's their fault. Or that Jesus is saying that they don't have enough faith. You know, people say, oh, if you have enough faith, you can be healed. Please don't think that these stories are saying that it's a lack of faith that causes pain and suffering. Sometimes we don't heal. Sometimes we die because dying is the best healing for us. Dying is the route home to God when we are finished what we came to do. These stories are not saying that when we don't heal, it's our fault because our faith is too small, or that God doesn't love us enough to save us, or that God doesn't want us healed, or that we should pray and pray and pray to stay in a marriage that is abusing us, and that we should just not give up. These stories aren't saying that. These stories simply remind us that when we are up against in seemingly impossible situations, have a little faith in ourselves, refuse to give up, and be a thorn in someone's flesh, and things might eventually change. There was a woman I know who found out her husband of 30 years was having an affair, and he asked his wife for a divorce because he wanted to be with this person. And unlike most people who would be devastated and discouraged and feel rejected and tearfully give up, she wanted to be married to this man. I would have left. But she wanted to be married to him. She wanted to keep that relationship. So she refused to give him a divorce. She told him, "Not happening. You're not going to see this woman anymore. We're going to go to counseling, and we're not giving up on this relationship or on this family." And she refused to take no for an answer. And they just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary. Now, I have no idea if they're happy or not. That's not my point. I just know they are still together simply because she was persistent and had faith in herself and what she believed was right. When we believe in ourselves, when we trust in ourselves, when we have faith, even the size of a mustard seed, so small we can't even see it sometimes, then what seems impossible can become possible. So Jesus reminds us today that followers of the way of Jesus are encouraged not to give up. That while we may grow frustrated with people or situations and sometimes be like Jesus and say, "Oh, how long must I be with you people?" That we're asked not to lose heart, to have a little faith and a lot of persistence and patience. And eventually, what you believe is true and right and good will prevail. You see, in the heavenly dimensions, goodness is immediate. Healing is immediate. God's will, because God wants us to be whole and well, is quickly done. Where we live, in this earthbound dimension, God's will works more slowly. Not because God is slow, Jesus is saying. God would have it done quickly. God doesn't want us to suffer. But because people are slow to respond. It takes way more physical effort to bring about justice and healing in this dimension, and takes a lot more effort for God's will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That's the point of Jesus' stories to the disciples this morning. So in this dimension, good results are not always immediate. But with a little bit of faith, the tiniest little bit of faith, and a whole lot of persistence, goodness has a greater chance of becoming reality. I have a poem that my dear cousin Kath gave me that I turn to in times of frustration that I offer you this morning for your encouragement as we close. And I believe part of it was taken from Mother Teresa, who is up against the impossible. People can be unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, People accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. Honesty and frankness will make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. The biggest people with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest people with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Stand up for some underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. Give the world the best you've got, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you've got anyway. And invest in dentures. That's my addition. Persistence and faith in yourself and faith in the goodness of God. That's the way for the followers who become leaders of Jesus. May it be so. Amen.